Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Reveille, reveille, all hands heave out and tricep. Reveille, reveille, all hands heave out and trice up.
Yeah. Good morning to you too, Hera.
Apologies for the... Whoa, one moment, please. Apologies for the formality, Officer Eiffel. New regulations.
Oh. Sure. Where's Mustard today?
Are you sure that you're ready to be back on rotation?
I'll be fine.
I know Dr. Hilbert said your condition is stable, but your body's still...
Hera? I'll be fine. Okay? I appreciate the concern, but the last thing I need is another day contemplating my lack of fingernails. Any more of that, and I'll start to go Howard Hawks by way of Travis Bickle. You know what I'm saying?
I have absolutely no idea. But I'm really glad you're back.
Me too, baby. And besides, the sooner we get back to normal, the better.
Bickle! Hold! Oh! Out of the way!
What the hell was...
Coming through! Sorry, Eiffel. Tiny bit of a rush. Just dealing with a bit of a grenade.
Grenade?
Don't worry, it's under control. Well, probably. Well, maybe.
Maxwell!
Gotta go. Talk to you later. Bye.
What were you saying about normal?
Yeah. Never mind.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Talk to me.
Eiffel, are you busy?
Very. So extraordinarily busy with some indescribably important things that are vital to...
Good. Keep it that way.
No, really, Commander. I'm in the middle of some... Wait, come again?
Is there a problem?
Yes? You aren't badgering me into some mind-numbing drudgery.
And?
And that means I've wandered into topsy-turvy land? Up is down, black is white, and any second now, Hilbert's gonna show signs of human emotion.
Ho, ho, ho. Very funny. Listen, Kepler is looking for you.
Oh, goody. What does Colonel Blimp want now? Isn't 9 days of repairs call at 0600 hours enough torture?
Apparently not. He's handing out new work assignments, so make yourself scarce.
Aye, aye, Commander.
What's he got you doing?
Something indescribably important. Isn't that right, Minkowski?
Yes, Colonel.
I hope you don't mind me breaking into your frequency. Eiffel, are you busy?
Yes.
Of course you are. And you're about to find out what with. Now that we've gotten your station's infrastructure patched up, I'm doing a bit of tactical assessment.
Oh?
Starting with a comprehensive review of the Hephaestus crew.
Oh.
Warning would have been nice.
I tried.
What are we doing for my evaluation? Tell me it doesn't involve a physical.
Hmm? Oh, no. You don't understand, Officer Eiffel. You're excused from the evaluation.
What?
You survived for over 200 days on a non-functional craft, making expert use of limited resources and advanced technology. I have full confidence in your abilities.
Thank you?
Not at all. You've earned that. Unlike some other people.
I keep telling you, it's not my—
I'm sorry. Did I ask for your opinion, navigations officer?
No.
Exactly.
What is she doing for her review?
Lieutenant Minkowski is working from the observation deck today. She's trying to fill in some pretty alarming holes that exist in your navigational logs for some reason.
Yeah. It's almost like whoever had the job of updating our star charts never actually did it.
What about me?
Dr. Maxwell is going to be doing the synthetic crew evaluation for your AI friend. It's very straightforward, but the doctor can be easily distracted. I need someone to make sure she finishes the survey by EOD, and I think you're the man for the job.
Really? Colonel, is this a prudent course of action?
Hey, it's a great course of action.
You are going to depend on Eiffel, to make sure that someone gets something done on time?
Hey, he can totally depend. One tech survey, well done, hold the mustard, coming right up. 30 minutes of the test results are free.
I'm afraid we don't have a lot of choice in the matter. I'll be busy carrying out Captain Lovelace's evaluation.
What about Jacoby?
Mr. Jacoby is preoccupied at the moment.
What does this do?
That is aluminum potassium sulfate solution. Very reactive.
And what about this one?
Liquid halothane solution. Essential for the—
Uh-huh. And what about this thing?
Ah, that is bioelectrical pulse oximeter, and it is very, very delicate. Mr. Jacoby, there was a full inventory of my laboratory in the manifest I submitted to Colonel Kepler. I think you will find it all to be within regulation. Will there be anything else?
Yes. Lots. What about these experiments of yours? All within regulation?
I don't see why my experiments are important in the
large— They're important because me and my very, very official clipboard are right here telling you they are.
The Decima Project is my own personal undertaking.
And here I am, personally asking you to please tell me all the little details of your horrible, murderous experiments. So get talking.
You are a profoundly unpleasant man.
Look, careful. You're going to hurt my feelings. And you're one to talk. How many of the people you've worked with over the past decade are still alive? 3, 4? If I had your record, I'd be trying real hard to make new friends. Tell me about these experimental subjects of yours.
All right, ladies, ready to do this questionnaire evaluation thing?
Sure.
Yep.
Great. Doc, you got the first question?
Mm-hmm.
Maxwell?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to actually be paying attention to what you were saying?
Yes. I was asking if we could get started on the survey.
What survey?
What, sir? The synthetic crew member evaluation survey?
Oh, right. Yes, very funny. Oh, God. You're actually serious?
Yes, I'm sir. Would you please stop typing?
What are you doing anyway?
Installing a new visual imagery processor to go along with your new radiographic perception sensors.
Well, gee, Doc, that sounds really neat. But if you could just get off Twitter for a second.
Wait, hold on. A new imagery processor? So, what are we talking about? Will I be able to see radio waves?
Oh, that's just for starters. Think big. You'll actually be able to visually map out ionizing radiation.
That's amazing! You can actually do that? You've got that program?
I built that program. And it is totally kick-ass.
Yes. Radical. Maybe we could discuss it after...
Wait. How would that even work?
Here, hang on. You see this pathway?
No, really, guys, we should get cracking on that.
Okay, now watch what happens when I integrate it with this one.
Okay.
Well, this might take slightly longer than I expected.
...1,183 days. 944 during your first mission, then 239 since you joined Minkowski and her crew. That is a very long rotation.
Yep.
How would you characterize your time on the Hephaestus?
Difficult.
Care to elaborate?
Very difficult.
Ah, yes. I forgot you're funny.
Hilarious. Will that be all?
Is there any particular reason you don't want to discuss your time here?
Let's just say I am very eager to be a private citizen again.
I can imagine. You know that that's not an option at the moment, right?
I've only got the one ride, and I can't exactly let you borrow it.
Not even if I asked you really nicely.
Captain, I hope that you can appreciate how your being here makes my life more complicated. You have no official role, no official responsibilities. Going by your own account, I could arrest you for subverting the chain of command, and no one would bat an eye. You're an unknown variable. And I hate those. Do you like chess?
What?
Chess. You? Me? Now? Would you prefer black or white?
I'm not sure.
I'll take white then.
No. You'd never be able to get enough processing power to pull that off.
You'd be fine. You just need an extra cycle every third rotation.
Right.
No, you're never going to get enough storage space to cycle through all the data.
No, you don't store it. You use a selective information hierarchy matrix.
Yeah. Duh.
All right, fine. I'll give you that one. But you're not going to be able to build an array that can access data quickly enough.
Ha! Watch me. I can put together...
Okay! As great as the past 3 hours have been, could we please turn our attention towards the crew member survey?
Oh! I should show you the program that these two guys at Cambridge are working on. It's basically a combination of kung fu chess and hostage chess.
God. What have I done to offend you?
Middle management going well, then?
Commander, how long have you been listening in?
Hero patched me through about half an hour ago. I needed a distraction.
Navigational debt is not the heart-pounding roller coaster you were hoping for?
No. I'm having to manually go through every single mission entry. And here's the worst part. They could automatically reconstruct all this data with the systems they have on the Urania. The only reason I'm here is because the Colonel wants to put me through the paces.
Gee, I wonder what that feels like.
Sounds awful.
Shut up.
Best of luck, Commander. Godspeed.
No, it'll be fine. The secondary cooling system won't even have to kick in unless...
Europe, could we, sidebar for a moment?
If it's okay with Doctor...
Yeah, it's fine. I'll run and grab the drive with the demo version of the Census 300 OS. Back in a sec.
What the hell are you doing?
What?
No, don't what me. Why are you being so chummy with Dr. Robotnik?
She's fine, Officer Eiffel.
Fine? She's here to scramble your brains and turn you into Command's sock puppet. Again. Have you forgotten your little linguistic upgrade?
You're overreacting.
No, I'm reacting the exact right amount. You, on the other hand, are being way too laid back about Henrietta Pym rewriting your personality.
That's not what she's doing. Everything we've talked about is strictly operational. She's not going anywhere near my personality matrix.
How long will that last? Why would they send Cylon Cindy up here if it's not to give you the full Alpha Victor Monty?
You're jumping to conclusions.
I am taking small, measured steps into conclusions. Why are you being so chill?
Because I might be able to help with the pain. Because I might be able to make it stop.
When did you... Wait, what? What pain?
Eiffel.
Somebody tore a hole in her skull and stapled it shut. Do you think anyone would be okay after that? I need to take a look at the mainframe itself to do a full diagnosis, but I would guess there's a lot of electroneurological bleed. At least. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure about the best way to broach the subject.
It's okay.
Wait. You're saying that Hera's been in pain ever since Hilbert brought her back?
No. I'm saying that she's been in a state of electroconvulsive feedback. Pain is just the closest thing we have to it.
Hera, why didn't you say anything?
What? With both Lieutenant Minkoff and Captain Lilith talking about how I couldn't do my job anymore? With all of you thinking that maybe I was too broken, period? Right. A lot of good that would have done. Look, there was nothing you could have done.
You could have told me.
Well, there are things you wouldn't understand.
And she would?
Yes. And I can help. Look, it wouldn't even take that long. Completely hardware-based, I wouldn't go anywhere near her software. Scout's honor. Or should we get going on that questionnaire?
Hera, this really isn't my choice to make. Do you want this?
Yes. I'm tired of feeling like this. I am so tired of being broken.
Okay, fine. One quick surgery and then we go do the thing we were supposed to be doing. Deal?
But a dead man sensor, that's a bit of an extreme measure.
Call it insurance. I wanted something in my back pocket when I got back to Earth, in case someone tried something stupid.
Hell of a plan.
I'm still here, aren't I?
No, you're leaving your rook exposed.
Maybe I just want to finish the game.
If you'd like to forfeit, you're free to go. I think we've about covered everything. Unless you want to ask me any questions.
The only thing I want to do is kick your ass at nerd poker. Check.
Huh.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
Hmm? Oh, no. It's just that if I were you, I would be very curious about why we told Hilbert that you were dead.
And you should really be more careful with your queen.
You lied to Hilbert. Why would you tell me the truth?
Because Hilbert is a slimy, worthless nuisance. He's always been strictly need to know. And after a certain point, he didn't need to know.
But why lie?
When you left the Hephaestus, you became a different department's problem. And I don't need him chasing after loose ends. Not how I do business.
This isn't business, it's my life. So? What did happen to me?
We don't know.
Your pants are on fire.
Honest. We're playing a whole lot of catch-up right now. We know you left. We know you're back. The middle part? Bit of a blur. But after all the paranormal events that you've seen since you got back, the thought hasn't occurred that maybe that's responsible for your little detour?
Check.
I'm not asking you to drop any grudges, but right now, all this insanity, it is business. And we'll figure out what has been happening a whole lot faster if we all work together.
Really? You think that's how you're going to get me to come around?
Help me help you, Captain. Tell me what you want to do.
I want to get back to Earth.
Second choice?
Chief of Engineering. Your AI cheerleader doesn't do anything without my say-so.
Not a chance.
Master of Arms. With full autonomy. You actually let me do the job.
Okay. Okay, I see.
Going once.
Not exactly a ringing statement of trust, Captain.
You'll have to earn that going twice.
Okay. Okay. Deal.
Excellent choice. And Colonel? That's checkmate.
Good game. Captain, I am serious. The most powerful and well-funded tech conglomerate in the world has no idea what happened to you. Before you start investigating every single move we make, if it were me, I would really like to know where those 2 years of my life went. Just something to think about.
It's completely pointless. It really is.
Uh-huh.
There is no practical reason to make me go through all this trouble. I could be doing something much more important.
Right.
It's just pointless bureaucracy. Completely unethical. Practically fascist.
That's nice.
And another thing,
Oi, Geppetto. How's the surgery coming along? How long before you're done?
Done with what? Oh, the mainframe repairs? Yeah, that went really well.
Went?
Yeah, we wrapped that up like 2 hours ago.
Excuse me?
We've been trying to figure out how to get rid of that.
No.
What?
You're done? And you didn't tell me? I have been waiting all day. We were supposed to fill out the survey as soon as you were done with the repairs.
I told you we were forgetting something.
I'm really sorry, Officer Eiffel. We just got caught up in this.
Look, don't worry about it. I really don't think the survey things...
I don't care what you think. That's not the point.
Eiffel, maybe you need to take...
Maybe I need do nothing. I've had it up to here with the two of you. Your commanding officer told you to do something, so we're going to do it. And we're going to do it in a timely, orderly fashion if it kills us. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you? It's like you never even read Price and Carter. Tip 490 very clearly states that...
Officer Eiffel?
You, all right there?
What have I become? Thank you.
And it was like... And it was like an episode of The Twilight Zone. I was slowly transforming into Commander Minkowski.
That sounds... rough.
It was a nightmare! A terrifying bureaucratic nightmare!
Okay, okay. Speaking of, where is Minkowski?
Still in the observation deck. I've taken the, liberty of muting her comms channel for the time being.
How are you doing, Hera?
I'm great. I haven't felt this good in, well, ever, really. It's like all of a sudden everything is in really sharp focus, and it's so easy to think through every part of the station.
Hmm. Well, maybe some good will come of this.
Yeah, maybe.
Eiffel? Everything okay?
Evening, Captain. Officer Eiffel.
Colonel.
Well, folks, good news. I think we got everything that we needed to out of that little review period. There's just a few safety liabilities we need to take care of.
Liabilities?
Well, really just one big liability. Jacoby, you are cleared to go. You may fire when ready. If I could just direct your attention towards the starboard window.
Holy crap! What? Hera, are you alright?
I'm fine, I'm fine. It didn't hit any major systems. Whoa. I barely even felt that, actually.
Controlled demolition. That wing of the Hephaestus was redundant after our installations. Completely sealed off. Dr. Maxwell made sure that you wouldn't get hurt, Hera.
But why go through the trouble of blowing it up?
That's why.
Is that the plant monster?
Well, it used to be. What? You think we didn't know about that thing? Please. We listened to every log that you beamed down to Canaveral.
Then you knew it wasn't doing anything! It wasn't hurting anyone!
Specimen 34 was a failed experiment that compromised crew safety simply by existing. We are all here to carry out a very important mission, ladies and gentlemen. And rest assured, we will deal with anything or anyone that puts that mission in jeopardy. It's nothing personal, just business. Any questions?
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Sui. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul and James Schoen. Want to help us eliminate all safety liabilities currently compromising the Hephaestus mission? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one!
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out! Reload!
This is the last case!
we adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Block into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get him out of here! That's it! You're banned for life! What's with you Braxians and lasers? Seriously!
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir, please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
Made it through the barrier!
It's got a hold of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn! Beast! If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts. So sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter Anthology today.